This is a summary of upcoming community announcements from the Fig City News Calendar, narrated by an AI-generated voice. This episode covers approximately 25 events and programs happening over the next several weeks. For complete details, dates, registration links, and contact information for all events mentioned, please visit figcitynews.com. Starting with music and performances, the Newton Theatre Company will present Thornton Wilder's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Our Town, with 9 performances from January 16th through January 31st at St. John's Episcopal Church in Newtonville. This production is dedicated to the memory of former Mayor Seti Warren, who played the part of the mayor in the Newton Theatre Company's 2013 production of Our Town. Tickets are required and seating is limited. On Thursday, January 22nd at 1 p.m, the Cooper Centre will present pianist Archie Richards in concert. Richards, now 89 years old, studied with Kyriana Siloti, daughter of Alexander Siloti, who was considered among the finest students of Franz Liszt. The programme will include Beethoven's Waldstein Sonata, 2 love songs by Liszt, including the famous Liebestraum, and Chopin's G minor ballad. The All Newton Music School will present a free Rockaway Cafe on Thursday, January 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at their location on Chestnut Street in West Newton. Faculty members will perform pop, rock, jazz, and folk music. This event is sponsored by Harsha and Sena Gopal and the Nicolazzo family. On Saturday, January 24th at 2 p.m, the Newton Community Stage at the Lincoln Elliott Auditorium in Nonantum will host a free concert by Women in World Jazz, an all-female international ensemble performing music from Cuba, Cape Verde, Israel, Brazil, Japan, and jazz standards. The Newton Free Library will host the Boston Meshk Ensemble on Sunday, January 25th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. for an afternoon of classical Turkish music featuring vocal and instrumental works from the 17th to 20th centuries. Also on Sunday, January 25th at 2 p.m, the West Newton Cinema will screen Buster Keaton's The General from 1926 and Charlie Chaplin's The Immigrant from 1917 with live musical accompaniment. Tickets are $20. The Church of the Redeemer in Chestnut Hill will host a free flute and piano concert on Friday, January 30th at 7 p.m, featuring Nicholas Southwick on flute and Cholong Park on piano performing French and American repertoire from the early 20th century, including works by Lily Boulanger, Samuel Barber, and Florence Price. Also on January 30th, the Cooper Centre will present a free swing music concert by the Steve Rudolph Trio at 1:30 p.m. featuring American popular music from the 1940s through the 1960s. Turning to film screenings, the West Newton Cinema will present Among Neighbours on Tuesday, January 27th at 7 p.m. for International Holocaust Remembrance Day. This animated documentary investigates a Polish town where relations between Jewish and Polish neighbours were shattered by World War II. Tickets are $15. Centre Maker will also mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day with screenings of the documentary The Lost Brothers, Israel, on January 27th, 28th and 29th at 7:30 p.m, along with an exhibition of graphic art, photographs and wood inlay work on display through February 10th. Tickets are $18. On Wednesday, January 28th at 6 p.m, the Newton Free Library will host an Indie Lens pop-up screening of the documentary The Librarians, followed by a panel discussion about intellectual freedom and book challenges in Massachusetts. The West Newton Cinema's Behind the Screen series will present Teenage Wasteland on Wednesday, January 28th at 6:30 p.m, followed by a discussion with teacher Fred Isex, who appears in the documentary. Tickets are $20. Newton for Everyone will screen a short film called Does Luxury Housing Help or Hurt the Unhoused? On Thursday, January 29th at 7 p.m. at the Scandinavian Living Centre in West Newton. Registration is required. Moving to festivals and special events, Spark Newton will host the 5th annual Winterfest from Friday, January 23rd through Sunday, January 25th. The festival includes more than a dozen events for all ages, including live ice sculpture carving, concerts, a winter walk at Cold Spring Park, a soup social at the Hyde Community Centre, a film screening at the West Newton Cinema, and family activities at the Newton Free Library and the New Art Centre. Visit sparknewton.org for the full schedule and registration details. For library and literary programmes, the Friends of the Newton Free Library will hold their annual book sale on Saturday, January 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Drucker Auditorium. The Book Ladies Book Swap will take place on Saturday, January 24th from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the West Newton Cinema. Founded by Nancy Brown and Annette Seward, who started hosting the book swap at La Roma Cafe in the fall of 2016, the swap is now held monthly at the cinema. Participants are welcome to bring books or simply take some home. The Newton Free Library will host Leaves in the Library on Thursday, January 22nd at 3 p.m., a craft workshop for all ages where participants can design decorated bookmarks and contribute to a collaborative art installation celebrating the library's 150th anniversary. Historic Newton's History Book Club will meet virtually on Thursday, January 29th at 7:30 p.m. to discuss American Midnight, The Great War, A Violent Peace, and Democracy's Forgotten Crisis by Adam Hochschild. Email the Education Department at Historic Newton for the meeting link. The Newton Art Association will host a Zoom demonstration of cold wax painting with artist Christy Scheel on Thursday, January 22nd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The demonstration is free and open to the public. For families and youth, the Family Access of Newton Early Learning Centre in West Newton is holding open houses on Sunday, January 11th, Thursday, January 22nd, and Wednesday, January 28th. Check figcitynews.com for times. The Boston Makers and Innovators Challenge, a free STEM competition for students, will be held at Newton North High School on Saturday, January 31st. Registration for competitors closes January 23rd. Newton Community Education has opened registration for winter programs for adults and children, as well as summer camps running from June 30th through August 22nd at Newton North High School and Zervas Elementary School. Programs range from painting and yoga to robotics and swim lessons. Parks, Recreation and Culture is offering swimming lessons for youth at Newton North High School pool on weekend mornings, with sessions running through early May. The department is also offering lifeguard training courses during February and April vacation weeks for participants aged 15 and older. Finally, the Friends of Newton Cemetery and Arboretum is accepting applications for their 2026 to 2027 Artist in Residence program. Applications are due by February 14th. For complete details on all of these events, including dates, times, locations, registration requirements, and links, visit figcitynews.com.